All right, guys, we're not starting for another eight minutes, but I just wanted to double check some things, make sure everything's in sync before we go live here. So give me 8 minutes and we'll go. All right, 7 more minutes, guys, and we're going to start. I appreciate everyone tuning in today. It's going to be on Rockfin and on YouTube, so I hope you guys head over to Rockfin if you're listening on YouTube. Check. 3, 2. All right, guys, welcome back to Framing the World Live. This is episode 10 of our new show here on Rockfin. I'm your host, Paul Wittenberger, with another great show here for you today. We are going to be talking with Clay Clark. Now, for those of you who don't know who he is the host of the Reawake America Tour. He's also the host of the Thrive Time podcast. I first heard of Clay Clark when we were making COVIDland the Lockdown. We ended up using a clip from their show in the movie. And so that was my first exposure to him. Liberty Man also interviewed him last season on the show. You can check out that episode on band.video or on Rockfin. I really encourage you guys, check out our content on Rockfin. I can't encourage you enough to break away from YouTube and to go to these alternative platforms. That's where you're going to find our full archive there on Rockfin. So check out those episodes there. The main reason I wanted to get Clay on the show today is to talk about a cashless society. And when we talk about a cashless society, a lot of people kind of glaze over. But the Bible talks about a cashless society. In Revelation 13, 16, the Bible reads, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Bible definitely prophesies of a day where on this earth, no man will be able to buy or sell save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast. So how can you stop someone if there's cash in the society? There will always be a black market if cash is king. And so we know in the end times, a cashless society will be on this earth. And we are quickly approaching that today. So let's get right into the program here. Clay, are cashless transactions preparing us for the mark of the beast?
Absolutely. And by the way, James is with me today. He's my body double, my voice double, because we had a massive event here yesterday, a Reawaken America Tour event here in Tulsa, and I also am battling allergies. So at any point, my voice completely goes out. James is here as my voice double and body double on an interview. So we'll see what happens. Okay. So, I'm going to play this little clip here for you. This is Steve Forbes, and I want people to really listen to what Steve Forbes has to say about the cashless society. Listen, this is Steve Forbes.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening. But central bank digital money is ominous. The downside of governments being able to track digitally every single product or service you buy and sell is chilling. They could punish people who, they conclude, are saving too much. Spend it or lose it, they could decree. If you have undesirable political views, you might not be able to access your money, since traditional cash would be outlawed and your digital cash would be in a government-approved digital wallet.
This is Richard Werner, the top.
Okay, so that was Steve Forbes. Now this is Catherine Austin Fitz chiming in and introducing Richard Werner. Now Richard Werner is the top CBDC professor in the world right now, the top academic in the world of central bank digital currencies. And listen to what he has to say.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese Central Bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. He was invited to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this. And they showed him, and you know he's a top executive director of another central bank in Europe, and there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story.
Here it goes.
And he was around this large, and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed.
Glenn Beck.
But they started their CBDC.
Here it goes.
Maybe we should start having the conversation of, this just looks like the mark of the beast.
Okay, a lot of knowledge bombs there. James, how do you react to that, James?
Look, these people have been worshiping Satan for a long time, and the whole reason why Jesus came down in the first place was because the world is evil, and he had to come and save us, and this is just a continuation of that story.
Boom!
So right. That's how I feel about it.
Well, a lot of people that are listening might not know what CBDC is. Explain what is CBDC, and why is it important to the conversation?
Everybody should look this up, by the way. So CBDC stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. So I want everyone to do a Google search for MIT CBDCs. James, what do we look for?
CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency.
No, you don't want to make it. MIT CBDC. Okay. So James, we need to look up what?
MIT CBDC.
Right. You type it into Google, and when you type it in, you're going to find MIT what?
MIT CBDC, the there. Quant.
Okay. Now, the next thing you want to do a Google search for, type in MIT quantum dot. James, you want to type in what?
MIT quantum dot.
Yes. That's what you type in. When you type in MIT quantum dot, you can see this is the technology. If you scroll down here, keep going down, you're feeling the flow. Well, there it is right there. Ooh, right there. Scroll up a little more. The other way. And yes, right there, the Massachusetts Institute. You'll see a little picture next to it. Click that little diagram. Oh, this allows you to store someone's medical and financial records under the skin. What? Look at this technology. Come on, man. This is wild stuff. Look at that. Now, the name of the central bank digital currency, James, if we do a Google search for Quant Network, we're going to find what, James?
We're going to find the Quant.
Yes, which is the name of the new CBDCs. Type in Quant Network, folks. Do a Google search for Quant Network. And this is a real thing. There it is, Quant Network. The CEO of the company, Gilbert Verdean, says they've already integrated completely with Wall Street. They're ready to go. Here we go. And I want everyone to type this into Google or DuckDuckGo. Here we go. We're typing in Federal Reserve. Everyone type it in. Federal Reserve announces July launch for the FedNow service. James, can you read it again since I'm going hoarse here, sir?
The Federal Reserve announces July launch for the FedNow service.
But can you read it with like more of a vibrato, like we're talking about the mark of the beast here? Like really?
The Federal Reserve announces the July launch for the FedNow service.
But at the end, kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at it, folks. You can just click right on the Federal Reserve website. It's right there. It's crazy. What? When is this happening? July?
July.
When was this announced? March 15th? What?
Wow.
So did that answer your question there, sir?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, a lot of people that are listening might not understand what we're talking about in regards to digital currency. It's not inherently bad to have a digital currency, but it's what they're going to achieve with this digital currency that makes it so Orwellian.
Well, and I'm not going to argue with you. I would just say in the Bible, it says the gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. Now, someone could say I'm taking that out of context, and we could do a whole show about arguing about this. But if we look up Haggai 2:8, it says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord. Okay? That's what it is. So I do believe that the central bank digital currencies are inherently bad. I believe that based upon knowing that. And by the way, who funded the MIT lab? Folks, look it up. The MIT lab that made CBDCs and it made the quantum dot, guess who funded it? Epstein and Gates. So if you do a Google search right now, type in Epstein, Gates, MIT. So I believe that nefarious people would be, people intentionally causing harm would be Jeffrey
Epstein,
yes,
and Billy Gates,
right? And Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina
Abramovich.
Abramovich, Abramovich. And she is a spirit cooker. She's a spiritual advisor for Jay-Z, Beyonce, Lady Gaga. Okay, and then that's his spiritual advisor. He featured her during the Easter Microsoft commercial. And then you have the world's most prolific pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein.
That's right.
And he had a temple on his island to pray to who?
Satan.
Right. So that's who funded the MIT lab. So I would argue, based upon knowing that, that I believe these technologies were created for exclusively nefarious reasons. That's what I believe, based upon that which I know. But I love the argument or the discussion because I think people need to wrestle with this.
Right. And, you know, what's interesting about this whole digital currency is that it really goes hand in hand with the digital ID and the social credit. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The social credit score. So let's do this. This is audio of Klaus Schwab talking. He's the head of the World Economic Forum. And this is Klaus Schwab. Here we go, folks. Listen to this.
European Chips Act, because it's an important step to create the physical brain for digitalization and to have it located to a certain extent in Europe. I also, your reference to the Klapphoff report, Rome report, the forum at that time launched actually the Klapphoff Rome report.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Okay, so you just heard audio. It's Revelation chapter 17, verse 12. James, can you read it again, please?
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but has received power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
And the Club of Rome report in 1970 called for the dividing of the earth into 10 economic kingdoms.
Wow.
So, and CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, Revelation 9-11. Look it up, folks, Revelation 9-11. The former Temple of Apollo, the bottomless pit, that's where CERN is located on top of. CERN's logo is
666.
The World Economic Forum logo is
666.
The Google Chrome logo is
666.
The Microsoft patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activities, W02020606606. So all of this is happening to implement the Mark of the Beast system.
Yeah, definitely. 100% on that. When we made COVIDland, we talked a lot about Klaus Schwab and his Great Reset. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, the COVID's all done. What do you say to those people who say COVID's done and that everything's back to normal?
Well, the word corona is 666. There it is. The word corona is 666. Look at it, folks. What the word corona is 666. And COVID ID, COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID AI. And one is the A, I is the nine. So one is the A, the I is the nine. COVID-19 Certificate of Vaccination ID AI. All right. So let me hit play here. I want people to really understand this. This is more biblical knowledge for you. Here we go.
Beast. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
White.
And he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Okay, this is Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. Read it again, please, James.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
And the word corona in Latin means?
Crown.
Right! And the word corona numerically is 666. And check this out. The coronavirus virions, this is medical jargon for you, but the coronavirus virions are spherical or variable in shape and are composed of an outer layer of a lipid covered with a crown.
What?
So even like the NIH describes a coronavirus using the word crown. I just want to make sure we're very clear. This is very much the Great Reset is an attempt to usher in the mark of the beast.
Can you talk about quickly how COVID leaped us forward in regards to a cashless society? Because, Yeah, because I remember when it first everything first came down, they were trying to get cash out because it might contain the coronavirus. And so there was a real big push for a cashless society. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I want to interject one thing. Your studio is sweet, bro. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who is laying out that studio. I don't know if I need to thank you or thank your team.
Thanks, man.
No, that thing is high. You see that studio?
Dude, that's awesome.
That makes me want to talk. Yeah, 4,000, man. My retina's burning looking at that.
Yeah,
and he's got the Shure mic. That's solid.
It's great.
Right there.
On air sign too.
You're like a non-deep state version of the BBC Live Lounge. Dude, that thing is great. Did you lay that out yourself? That's hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just gonna take this moment in. I mean, it might be having the apocalypse. I want to just look at it one more time.
All you need is two giant pencils and you're good.
Okay. Let me go ahead. This is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. He's currently leading the largest protests in the history of Israel right now. You know, these protests in Israel, they're saying that Netanyahu's a threat to democracy. Who's leading it? This guy, Yuval Noah Harari. So listen to what he said here, folks. I want people to really listen to what he says. Here we go.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries. And it makes surveillance go under your skin. You just imagine the situation when everybody goes around all the time with some biometric bracelet or other device that constantly monitors what's happening inside your body. So the moment your body temperature starts rising or there are other signs that something is wrong, the health authority knows that you're sick and you're isolated, and that's it. That's the end of the epidemic. If we had such a system today, there won't be COVID. The same system that can know if I just got COVID or I have the flu can also know if I'm angry or if I'm bored or if I'm happy.
Yeah, many of the things that I visit a lot, both Europe and North America and China. And one of my main impressions is that many of the things I talk about and people in the West react with apprehension and fear, in China, the reaction to exactly the same topics is excitement. Wow, we can do that. Now, if we reach a point when I can ask Google anything, then when I want to buy a car, I would just ask Google, hey, Google, what car should I buy? And Google will take into account everything it knows, or not only about all the different cars in the world, fuel consumption and safety and regulations, and if they use child labor in a third world country to produce part of the car and so forth. It will also use everything it knows about me, my preferences, my political opinions, my views on climate change, my views on Middle Eastern politics, everything will go into that. And they will just tell you, look, the perfect car for you is X. And if they do a good enough job, I will just buy X. The advertisement will not mean anything. Actually, I will know that my judgment is constantly being manipulated by advertisers. So I don't want to trust my judgment, which is so easily manipulated. I prefer to trust Google. We will never reach perfect. We just need to be better than humans. And
by the way, this guy who's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates, you've all know Harari. He's also praised by MIT, Stanford, Harvard, TED Talks, and they call him the prophet.
Wow.
Hopefully they don't program that thing to be a used car salesman, because that would be one sleazy program.
Well, I love how you always, in your interviews, play clips, because it's nice to hear from their mouth what they believe. Why do you feel that this topic is so important, the Great Reset, the cashless society? Why do you work so hard to get the message out about this stuff?
Well, a couple things. I have five kids. And I sincerely believe that they will not have freedom. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a good reason right there. I mean, I'm the same way. I have six kids myself. So, you know, it's important for people to stand up and speak out against these issues, because every year that goes by, more and more restrictions against our rights and against our liberties are happening in the United States. And so why should we as Americans really fight back against this digital currency that's happening?
I'll just say this. You know, I grew up very poor, right? So somebody out there listening, you grew up more poor than me. We could have a contest. How poor were you? I had yellow boxes. And I, you know, couldn't afford a lot of things. And every box was yellow. And we, you know, we did trips sometimes, you know, to the local lake because we couldn't travel on a typical vacation. Or, you know, the family would, a lot of decisions were developed, focused on finances. My dad worked at a gas station and at a furniture store and delivered pizzas in his late 30s. And so all I know is that I determined at a young age I didn't want to be poor. So I went out about the task of not being poor. And people said, well, what if you don't make it? You know, what if it doesn't work? And I'm like, well, if it doesn't work by default, I'm going to live this exact same crappy existence. In my mind, that's how it was crappy. And people were like, did you know you were poor? Yeah, I had a clue. So I, you know, I just thought, let's go. You know, so I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You know, read all those books. But I did it. You know, I did it. I turned the books into reality. And even though it didn't seem statistically probable, I did it. Because worst case scenario, my future wasn't going to be great. And so I look at our country right now, and I think people are so comfortable that they're like, well, I don't want to lose anything. Well, I never had anything. So I have earned a lot and done a lot of things now, but I have zero fear of loss. And so it is statistically improbable that in the last 2.5 years, I, as a successful business person, would have gone from a completely non-political existence, and I still don't like politics, to becoming very close friends with people like Eric Trump. And I'm not name-dropping to just drop names. I'm saying this because this is the reality. When you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you look at buying a ticket to our upcoming Reawaken America Tour event in Miami coming up in May, if you look at the lineup, I mean, you've got General Flynn, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Peter Navarro, Dr. Sherwood, Mel Kay, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Tenpenny, Jim Brewer, all these folks. And you're like, man, how do you get all these people? And how do you let people name their price? How does that work? How do you let people name their price? We were sold out last night, which is why I sound so hoarse. Why do you do it? I do it because our country, we are at risk of losing our freedoms. And if we don't act, we will lose everything. And you don't recover freedom peacefully once it's lost. I repeat, once freedom is lost, the path to getting it back is not painless, ever. So I'm just explaining to people, if you don't want to lose your freedoms, you have to speak out. And I think a lot of people are like, well, I will, but you know, I'm going to go to Disney World first. And you're like, but don't you know that Disney World is woke? Well, I know it's woke, but I already had a trip planned. You know, it's like, hey, you need to get involved in your school board. Well, I want to, but this right now, I'm going to be going to a mommy boot camp, fitness boot camp this summer. And I can't afford to do it. I don't have time. You, sir, should get involved in your kids' lives and teach them what made America great and speak out. And well, I don't want to speak out because as a teacher, I have tenure and I'm on the verge of retiring. And I just hear all these excuses, but Napoleon Hill said that the time will never be just right. You must act now. And that is what I credit the success of the tour to, is I believe God is calling all of us to take action. And I believe people like General Flynn, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Peter Navarro, Dr. McCullough, we all acted and we met somewhere on the interwebs or in person. And now we've become like a band of brothers and sisters who are all fighting nonstop to save this country. And that's how I met James. James, to afford a ticket, I believe, to be able to go to the Reawaken America Tour in Pennsylvania. What did you do?
Yeah, so I took my boss's car. I called out of work and I slept in his car. I bought a VIP ticket and I had the best time ever. The Reawaken America Tour, it really is the greatest grassroots movement in American history. In World War II, Winston Churchill had said that when great forces are on the move in this world, we learn that we are not animals, we are spirits. And this is the great force on the move right now. And you don't want to miss it for anything. This is history, the making. This is the Patriots that in the process of defeating the deep state and taking our country back. The world's greatest president, the world's greatest leader has said we are a nation in decline. And the reason we are a nation in decline is because we are a nation losing a war. And if we're quiet about it, we're going to lose it.
Wow. Powerful. Yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to go to ThriveTimeShow.com and check out this Reawaken America Tour information. It looks awesome. So you had an event last night, correct? Tell us a little bit about how it went.
Well, we had Jim Brewer live in concert. We had Simone Gold, Mel Kay, Greg Locke. It was at my building, at my office here, and we had 100% sold out. And we added an upper deck to accommodate all the attendees. And so the upper deck got built just in time. And so I was worried about the structural integrity. I thought if that thing collapses, we'll know it wasn't built too well. But anyway, so we had a great time. Brewer delivered. He was great. Mel Kay delivered. We just put out the videos from last night. So if you go to rumble.com and you search for Thrive Time Show, you can see that event by going to rumble.com and searching for Thrive Time Show.
Awesome. Well, last thing I wanted to talk about is Executive Order 14067. Talk about this executive order and why it's so dangerous.
It's the single most treasonous executive order ever signed by any president of the United States of America. It ushers in the central bank digital currencies. It paves the way for currency that can be turned on or off in the way you can turn off someone's social media right now. So I encourage everybody out there, sound the alarm about Executive Order 14067, and you can go to timetofreeamerica.com to read the entire Executive Order 14067. Again, timetofreeamerica.com. Everything I've cited on today's show about CBDCs, it's all documented right there at timetofreeamerica.com.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you doing the show today. Here is the website, timetofreeamerica.com. You can see the next event is in April.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Tulsa, Oklahoma, huh?
Yep. You know, I do business conferences every 2 months, and I've never stopped that since 2005. But the next Reawaken America tour will be in May. So, when you fight for your country, you can't also stop providing for your family, right? So I still continue doing my business workshops and all of those things. So the business workshop is in April, and then the Reawaken America tour is coming up in May at Trump Doral, Miami.
Awesome. Well, any final thoughts before we let you go here today?
Have I talked about your studio being great? Maybe it's on the day call. Maybe it's on the day call. Man, I think I've only talked about it twice. I really feel like I need to bring it up again. That's a hot studio. Look at that thing.
Thank you.
You look like you're going to space. That's incredible.
Part of the Space Force, this guy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, maybe he's in charge of Space Force. Maybe that's what we need. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Clay. Have a great day.
You too. Take care, brother.
Yeah, God bless.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was Clay Clark. Thank you so much for tuning into the program here today, guys. If you want to call into the show, we're going to be sticking around here for a little bit longer to do some call-ins. 231-652-6800. That is 231-652-6800. If you want to call in, give your thoughts about the coming digital currency that is going to be definitely coming to a town near you. So love to hear your thoughts about that. Again, 231-652-6800. That's 231-652-6800. You can call in and let me know your thoughts. But yeah, guys, this digital currency is a real thing, this global digital currency that's coming. And it was prophesied in the Bible, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, in Revelation 13. And so it's not a conspiracy theory. It is definitely a real thing that is happening. Let's go to some of the comments here on YouTube. Again, I appreciate everyone tuning in to today's program. I have been blocked out of my account on my main YouTube channel. So I'm using this backup channel for a week or so, and then I should have access back to that. But Central Bank Digital Currency, yes, that is a CBDC. Thank you, Hogan's Heroes, for being on the stream today. What do we got? Love your movies and content. Paul, thanks, brother. Thank you, Alexander. Here, let's see here. Let's pop out the chat here, guys. What do we got? First step, get rid of Joke Bidum and Justin Trudeau. Yeah, someone needs to do everything a favor and get rid of Noah. Yeah, right? I'm back. Thank you, Andrew, for tuning in to today's program. If you guys want to call in, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. But yeah, I'm going to have quite a few shows here coming up. I have another one booked for Monday. So we will have a show on Monday. We have a show on Wednesday booked. And we're just going to be doing one or two shows every week here, trying to get the word out about all these new products and DVDs that we have coming out. Of course, we have the COVIDland series, which talks about these issues. Episode 4 of COVIDland was going to be all about this digital currency, and I really hope, you know, we can get that done here after we make this Temple film. Hopefully, the timing will be right at that time to do this, to do that. But Vincent, love these shows. Keep them up. Thank you, Vincent, for your support, man. Appreciate it. I hope all is well with you. We are also live on Rockfin, guys. I really want to make sure that everyone knows about Rockfin. The link is on the screen right now. Go to Rockfin and subscribe to that channel. I am uploading my entire archive to that channel. I'm uploading all of my content from my old movies. I uploaded, I don't know, maybe 15 videos yesterday, and I'm just going to keep uploading different things. Vincent said, will Liberty Man be coming back? Well, I hope he comes back for some shows. He's so busy in his life, and he had some medical emergencies that happened with his wife. And so he had to take a break from the show because it was just too time-consuming. And, you know, he has to take care of his family first and foremost. So, unfortunately, Liberty Man is not able to do the show, but if he ever wants to come back, he's definitely welcome, because I would prefer him doing it over me, 100%. So, yeah, definitely would love to have him back, but yeah, he has to take care of his family once he gets his life worked out and those medical emergencies worked out. Then, you know, we can hopefully get him back. But yeah, guys, if you want to know about these topics, you got to check out these different books. COVID Operation lays out these exact topics that we talked about tonight. COVID-19 Red Pilled and The Truth About COVID-19, Exposing the Great Reset, Lockdowns, Vaccine Passport, and the New Normal. This is a fantastic book that goes into all these topics and really lays out this great reset that is taking place behind the scenes. Because a lot of people, you know, think that everything's done. COVID's done. We're all back to normal now. No, they achieved so much during all this that it's not going to go back to normal. It will forever keep, the pendulum will keep swinging until someday the Antichrist comes on the scene and then Jesus will come back. So, guys, if you want to support us, go to Rockfin, but I think that is the show for today. I was hoping someone would call in and give us your thoughts, but, you know, I guess we have no takers today. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. Make sure you check out the website, and God bless.